Many newspapers have called it the greatest club game ever. The strength of Munster rugby has always been the big boys up front.
I'm actually really, really excited for it.
The Red 78 with Alan Quinlan and Niamh Briggs. Subscribe to the Rugby Channel on the OTB Sports app and turn on your notifications now.
The GAA Club Championship Review on OTB Sports.
In partnership with AIB. Proud sponsors of the Football, Hurling and Camogie All-Ireland Club Championships.
Club Championships are ploughing on and Laois have a representative in the Leinster Hurling Final, Clark Balakala, the story of the weekend, one of the stories of the Championship so far. Already this year they've won the Laois County title twice in a matter of months. The 2020 version was deferred due to COVID. They won that. They've won the 2021 version. So that's a first back-to-back win in 106 years, thank you very much. And then the fairy tale element has really kicked on in the Leinster Championship. In short, the club has only won two provincial games in their history, both of those wins coming in the last 3 weeks. And now they have a Leinster final against Ballyhale Shamrocks in Croke Park because they beat the highly fancied Kilmacud Crokes by 3 points over the weekend. Very happy to say we're joined by their fullback, former Laois captain as well, Darren Maher is with us. Hey, Darren.
Joe, how are you doing?
Yeah, very well. Hey, congrats. This is a nice December.
Yeah, it's not too bad now at all. Like I said yesterday or Saturday, hurling after the tie show is something I didn't envisage this time last year.
That's how you judge things, is it really? I mean, if it's after the tie show, things are serious.
It's a bad year if you don't make the tie show.
I guess they're slightly heavier pitches as well.
Yeah, it kind of suits that like me now as well. The sloppier the better. I'd rather be going to anywhere else in Croke Park nearly. Put me into a field with cattle, I'd be happier than Croke Park.
Well, look, maybe a torrential rain, it might soften it up a touch. How old are you now?
33.
Still young enough. Come on now.
I feel 43, so.
So, look, this caught the eye for obvious reasons. Twice you've won the county title and now this foray into Leinster has started and kept going, and now you're in a Leinster final against Ballyhale. So what's different about this year? Why has it all come together, do you feel, this year?
It's hard to credit, to be honest, Joe. I suppose after last year, we were the Monday, the county final was called off on the Monday night, and we were meant to play on the following Saturday. So, you know, we kept training, trying to keep ticking over. There was talk of a county final in December and Stevens's day was mentioned, and then the whole thing was scrapped until June at the earliest, and it was just a nightmare in terms of trying to keep lads ticking over and motivate. And then you had lads going back to Laois, and you know, we actually had a couple of retirements, and you know, lads getting injured, like Ronan done his cruciate last year with Laois. So it just kind of really, it was really a difficult year. And then, you know, when Laois finished up, we knew that we're going to finish up sometime in July, and then it just kind of ramped up. Then we had 4 weeks then with the county boys into August for the county final, and we won that, and it was unbelievable. Like, that it seemed like the longest year ever, like, you know, waiting around for a county final, and we got the silverware then, and then we were out in championship then 2 weeks later. So I think Picky mentioned it, momentum was a massive thing, that we just kept going, that we never actually stopped realistically. And just when you're on the crest of a wave, just, you know, winning is a habit in a lot of ways, and just keep going. And there's it's just an unbelievable feeling that the way, obviously, 21 final, we won that after a tough start, and then going to Leinster, and then obviously getting the two wins in Leinster that we never got before. It's just been the stuff of dreams, to be honest.
It's almost been so messy and disjointed, and against any which way you might ever plan things out, it's probably best not to question it in some ways and just ride that wave.
Yeah, like, there's no rhyme or reason as to why this year has been so different, because, you know, you can point to luck, you can point to hard training. We've had that over the years as well, and still haven't done what we've done this year, you know? So it's just been to be honest, it's a special group of players. You know, I was involved in 2009, and you know, that was a special group of players, but, you know, there's only a couple of us left since that period. But there's a lot of youth in the group now, and the mantle has been taken on by the likes of Picky and Dunphy and Stephen Berg and Robbie, Jew, Aidan Corby. They're kind of the lads between 25 or 23 and maybe 28, and they're kind of driving on the next generation. So it's just brilliant to see that the conveyor belt hopefully will keep turning and keep turning out great hurlers for the club.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be as au fait with the nicknames as you, but I'll take it that they're great lads, and anyone in the area know who you're talking about. So 116 to Kilmacud Crokes is 113. I saw you were 3-1 outsiders to win this game against Kilmacud Crokes, who are just, you know, a giant in terms of population and name recognition around the country. So 116 to 113. It seems like you pretty much led all the way through. Got off to a lightning start. Stephen Maher scored 1-8. He's a cousin of yours. I guess you probably taught him everything he knows along
That's
the way.
That's what I keep telling people, but no one believes me. So,
The weather was fairly torrential in Omar Park, was it?
Yeah, it was tough. Like, it was, suppose the Rapparees game 2 weeks before was, it was so cold, but a crisp night. It was just the only thing you had to deal with was the cold. Whereas on Saturday night, then against Crokes, it was cold and it was torrential rain, especially in the first half. It was just really, really sloppy, and we changed the jerseys like at half time. I changed my socks as well, just because, you know, you wet feet. But it was just it's just so different, like, you know, like, I'm not used to playing in those conditions, you know, because in Laois our championships usually played off in maybe end of July, August, September, it might lead into October, whereas now it's just a completely different animal in terms of the conditions. And in fairness to Moore Park, the pitch actually wasn't in too bad a nick, you know, considering the weather and the storm we had during the week. So it's a completely different style of hurling, you know yourself.
Yeah. I was reading a bit about the club. So 300 members, two small schools. This is not like a massive parish at all. So tell us a bit about the club and about the surrounding area, maybe.
We're just down in the pitch there, Stephen, and there was the local, the creche there. She's the lady, Catherine Fitzpatrick, that was sponsoring a set of socks there for the lads, but there was no creche when I was there. And I was saying to her that when I was 3 years of age, you know, the principal came in next door and asked if I could go into primary school, because if I didn't, the school would have lost a teacher. We 49 students in the school, and if you have 50, you have three teachers. So it's just
and you were very advanced as well, I presume.
No, I wasn't. That was the problem. I was forced in to make up numbers. I'd say Tusla could get involved if that was the case this year. But we're a small parish. The parish is called Ahabo.
Right.
And then there's two small villages, then Cluck and Ballacolla. And kind of Cluck is a smaller village, but has a kind of a larger hinterland. So it'd be more primary school kids there. And a lot of lads would have been to primary school in Cluck. But it's kind of, we're all the one. I think if you go back to the 60s and 70s, there was it was Cluck and Ballacolla, two different teams, but we've been together as long as I know, and we'll be together for generations to come. Most counties have it anyway, you know, apart from Dublin, obviously, but it's a small rural community that, you know, the Celtic Tiger never really came to this neck of the woods, you know.
Well, I can imagine then what a lovely little bonus buzz for everybody around Christmas time. And look, with COVID and everything, people have enough worries at the moment. So this is a nice distraction. Leinster final on Sunday in Croke Park against, you know, a behemoth like Ballyhale. I guess there'll be a big crowd, or everyone in the village maybe trying to make their way up to Croke Park. So what's your approach to this final then? Do you go in with a nothing to lose attitude? Are you feeling, you know, fairly confident? Or how do you approach a game like Sunday?
I think, like people have said, oh, you're in bonus territory. I don't really believe in that. I think that's very unfair to the group of players. Like, obviously, we're playing Ballyhale. They haven't lost a game in 4 years or whatever it is. Like, they're all Ireland champions for the last 2 years. We know it's a big task, but I think most people would have said the same thing before the Kilmacud game. I think in terms of our chances, like, the bookies obviously say we've no chance, but, you know, seeing the likes of other teams have done it before. So, yes, we know we have to perform well, and that's what we kind of, Declan will be very, very much on the side of focusing on the performance. And if we can get our matchups right, if we can get a style of play that suits, and if we can just try, you know, hit them with everything we have, we'll see where it takes us, you know. So I know you can give the Kerry answer and say, oh, geez, we won't have a chance and we might as well not turn up, you know. So we might as well be honest and think that, yeah, we know that it's a tough ask, but we're also realistic enough to know that every, you know, there's a fight in every man. So we'll give everything we have and we'll see where it takes us then.
Yeah, I think the realistic attitude is probably the best one. Well, listen, thanks so much for coming on. Enjoy the week, I guess, in so much as you can. And listen, I guess for some of the lads, it'll probably be their first day at Croker.
Yeah, a lot of us, yeah. But I'll be on Golf Weekly now during the week, so you'll have to make sure I'm giving my free subscription for that. Keep paying me for that.
Sorry, you pay for the subscription, for God's sake.
Oh, he's joking. No, look forward. No, I have the book ordered actually. That's Four Ends of the Soul.
So oh, yeah.
Look forward to reading that this week, actually.
Lawrence Donegan. Yeah, we're going to have him on Thursday. So yeah. And review of the year pod coming your way. It's going to be a Golf Weekly bonanza for you over the next couple. You'll be too busy celebrating, but you'll catch up.
Well, keep me mind off it. I look forward to it. Thanks for that.
Listen, fair play to you, Darren. No, listen, best of luck. Thanks so much for coming on. That's Darren Maher there, who's in a Leinster hurling final this Sunday, Clock Balacala from Laois against Ballyhale, the Giants. So look out for that on Sunday. And our club championship coverage here on Off the Ball is brought to you by AIB, proud sponsors of the Football, Hurling and Camogie All-Ireland Club Championships. Check out hashtag the toughest for more. So that was Darren Maher there.
The GAA Club Championship Review on OTB Sports.
In partnership with AIB, proud sponsors of the Football, Hurling and Camogie All-Ireland Club Championships.